All right, you're going to have to listen close to this one. My name is Mr. 2020. Today we're going to dive into manipulation versus manifesting. As far as I can tell, you can't do both at the same time. I'm going to change my mind on that in about 2 minutes, but let's dive in with that premise. Because you can manipulate or you can manifest. And you're going to do both with imagination. I can hear the noodles frying right now. Let this fry your brain. Because you can manipulate or you can manifest. And you will do both with your imagination. Let's dive in. What's manipulation? Manipulation is trying to affect the effect. All right. If you're trying to affect the effect, this gets weird, it gets hard, it becomes a struggle, your arguments become, well, your arguments, instead of having inner conversations that are delightful about you and those around you. Instead of having lovely inner conversations about you and those who you could be lifting up, well, it becomes critical, criticism, attack, defense, explain, whine, whinge. Because you can manipulate, you can try to affect the effect, or you can manifest. Neville Goddard said, creation is finished. We are selectors. I can select what I do with my day. I can select what I teach. Actually, my state does that. I can select my state. My state will determine what I do with the podcast this morning. I had two directions to go in. Both are requests. And my state determined which one I'm going to talk about. And here's the cool thing. I don't desire to have any influence over any particular human being to get a particular result. I have no interest in that. What's interesting, though, is those human beings who do have an interest in manipulating, influencing, making a particular human being doing a particular thing, they will see everything as manipulation. Everything. On the other hand, let's talk about manifestors. Because we are selectors. Creation is finished. You can select to give life to an infinite number of states. You have an infinite number of states to choose from. This is like the Chinese buffet from heaven. And you can choose fish balls. Or you can choose anything you want. Talk about Peking duck. Oh my God. Talk about, they used to make these prawns. They were salt and pepper prawns. Oh my God. Yum. Talk about the best beef ever. Or I could get fish sticks and pizza from a box. They have that there too. My little kids love that shit. Meanwhile, you better be good for goodness sake. You better not laugh. You better not cry. You better not. There's a lot of better nots you better not do. Because Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, we get to manipulate an old guy with reindeer. Or, in your present moment, you can give life to lovely presents. For you, for others. You can lift them up. You can imagine them happy, different. Awake, alive, noticing they are the one cause. And in a way, that just might be what it boils down to. Those who believe in manipulation really don't believe in the one cause. They really don't believe in, well, the pearl of great price. Because there is no power over you. Maybe you've noticed our work, Neville's work, 100% dedicated to you exploring you. You discovering that you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Your desires are divine in origin. Do you realize how nutty it is to say some desires are ego-based, some desires are id-based, some desires are super-ego-based? Some desires are your subconscious trying to explain to you what you need to have for lessons. Your desires are divine in origin, period. Every desire has its own plan and power fulfillment. Your desires are all about you. Meanwhile, until you get that, you're going to be playing all kind of attack and defense games. And they're going to feel like war. And they're going to be exhausting. And they're going to have you focus on shadows and boundaries and bullshit. You are the light of the world. Your awareness of being is God. You are your own savior. Meanwhile, if you got some gold today, if you're beginning to sort through things a little bit different, let me give you some homework first. I want you to notice when you're trying to affect the effect versus here's what you came here to do. Before the podcast, I dropped into an experience, an imaginal experience of being 100% satisfied with what I've done in the podcast today. It didn't take me 10 minutes. It didn't take me 10 hours. I didn't have to chant for 10 years. It may have taken 10 seconds to experience what implies that I made a great podcast. In other words, your emails, your shares, your purchases, your diving in deeper, you changing your life. You. Instead of wasting one more minute with dumb shit. So I imagine, one way or another, you, having had changed your life. What we do matters. What you do matters. Your desires are divine in origin. If you want to dive deeper with us, I got three suggestions. Number one, pearlpowerpack.com. Pearlpowerpack.com. So many people sell the pearl and they don't realize they're doing it. They believe in powers outside of them, defending themselves, boundaries, hidden shit. Pearlpowerpack.com. Put all that stuff to rest so you can radiate your light forth. Pearlpowerpack.com. You get three for the price of one. Go there, read the quote, read the story, make your decision. Number two, DreamDrivenDay.com. That's 30 days of play with 30 people, private Facebook group, 4 group calls. Literally, unfettered access to us for 30 days. PearlPowerPack.com. We begin in April. You can sign up today. You can start getting the bonuses and the benefits. DreamDrivenDay.com. DreamDrivenDay.com. And finally, just reach out to us. You can get my email at NevilleGoddardStore.com. You can get goodies there too. But just reach out to us. Say hi. Ask a question. Happy to offer guidance. That's what we got. Imagine up something lovely now. Right now. Something that implies a wish fulfilled. For you. For others. As we go into the silence. What you're seeing is what you're being. You know what I notice? all day long. People are picking, people are choosing. Don't pick on other people. Don't even pick on yourself. Choose something lovely. So a lady says to me in the pool the other day about how great I'm looking, how much I've changed. I really have, right? Since December 25th. Hoo-ha. But I seem to digress. Because she said something else. She talked about pain and slowing down. And she goes, that happens as we get older. And I just looked at her. I looked into her soul. And she goes, maybe not. Yeah, you've got a choice. You get to notice, where do you sell? Where can you buy? My name is Mr. 2020, and you are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a great day. See ya.